This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In just over 2.5 weeks, on October 1st, a major part of the new Health Care Reform Act, the ACA, also often called Obamacare, takes effect. Starting October 1st, consumers will be able to compare and shop for health insurance policies through online marketplaces called exchanges. Now, some states have set up their own exchanges. Georgia opted not to, so consumers here will use an exchange set up by the federal government. To help consumers get through the process of signing up, the feds have funded navigators, people around the state who can answer questions consumers might have. And one of Georgia's navigators is the consumer group Georgia Watch. Bill Rencher is the Health Access Program Director there. Bill Rencher, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here. Thanks, Dennis.
The insurance commissioner, Ralph Hudgens, has said quite openly he'll do whatever he can to obstruct Obamacare, including making navigators pass pretty much the same test that insurance agents across the state have to pass. Has that hurt your recruitment in any way, and will you have navigators ready on October 1st?
It has not hurt our recruitment, at least not so far, and we will have navigators ready on October 1st. Despite Commissioner Hudgens' words, there is only so much that he can do. And the state regulation of navigators was, the law was passed this past legislative session. The regulations are now in effect, and there is a 10-hour training program that I and other navigators will undergo so that we are trained in state-specific issues that we need to know about. The training actually is currently available. I have not done it yet, but I will be doing that shortly.
But you are helping people with insurance products. You're going through areas of their lives that are pretty complicated and very important. So shouldn't there be some kind of training and certification here?
I think so, actually. We do not disagree with that. I know that the federal training is not going to have state-specific information. And so in many ways it does make sense that there be a state component to this. The problem I have is the idea that navigators are the same as agents or brokers when they're not. Navigators are mainly going to be helping uninsured individuals get individual coverage, and these are consumers that probably never would have gone to a broker to begin with.
One of the concerns that's been expressed by the Attorney General, Sam Olens, and others around the nation has been you're going to be handling people's personal information. What kinds of safeguards do you have in place to make sure that that's not compromised? And if those aren't in place, isn't there a risk here in going forward?
Well, I think that all of us are concerned about people's privacy, and all the navigators will be subject to HIPAA and other federal and state privacy regulations, just like insurers are subject to, just like doctors' offices are subject to that information, and we will all have to have systems in place.
What kinds of safeguards do you have in place, aside obviously from the training and so forth, but are there systems in place to safeguard people's information, and are those ready?
It is my understanding that they are ready. The navigators technically are not going to be enrolling people in coverage. The navigators will be helping people enroll in coverage, and it's going to be up to those individuals to push that to make that final mouse click. It's going to be up to those individuals to type in that information in most cases.
So are you saying the navigators won't be seeing as much of the information as people fear, or even if the person is making the final decision, will the navigators still have had access to it?
That is not clear yet. I think that obviously we will have some access to their information. I don't think it will be as much as people fear. But, you know, the law is the law, and that's going to apply to navigators as well. We can't just go and gather information and share it, and you know, that's illegal. There are laws already in place that protect people.
But it sounds as if there's a lot of scrambling going on, quite honestly, that people are trying to get enough navigators in place. Are there going to be enough in place and trained and into the system by October 1st?
I think we're going to be okay by October 1st. It may be a little bumpy. there is a bit of catching up to do, but we're doing the best we can under those difficult circumstances.
Bill Rencher is the Health Access Program Director for the consumer group Georgia Watch, which is one of the navigators for Georgia under the Affordable Care Act. Thanks very much for being with us, and since this is going to be an ongoing process, we'll be checking back with you.
Thanks, Dennis. My pleasure.